This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Any of the world's efforts to determine the date of Christ's return are, well, foolish. I mean, don't be misled by anyone who claims to know that when Christ is returning. We're told herein in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that no one knows, and that even believers are going to be surprised. The Lord will return suddenly, he will return unexpectedly, and Paul is warning us to therefore be ready, because no one knows when Jesus is going to come back, and so therefore we need to be ready at all times. Let me ask you, what if he returns today? How will he find you living? Are you ready to go and be with him today? Chapter 5, verse 1 of the letter of 1 Thessalonians, Paul writes to this church saying, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need that anything be written to you, for you yourselves know well the day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night." The Living Bible version says, "When is all this going to happen? I really don't need to say anything about that, dear brothers, for you know perfectly well that no one knows. That day of the Lord will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night." Paul the Apostle, just like where he was the last time we were together, is persisting now in this idea of walking in such a way as to please God. And because of this subject matter, he is also continuing to speak concerning the second coming of Christ. When we read this material in its context, it's clear that all of it was not meant to be a lesson in end times events, as much as it was a call to live pleasing to God in light of those events. In chapter 1, verse 10 of this letter, we looked at the attitude that we are to have in light of our imminent meeting with Jesus Christ upon his return or upon our exit. Now, here in chapter 5, Paul is dealing with our actions in that same light. Does the return of Christ motivate us to action? For many of us, it appears that we're trying to familiarize ourselves with all of these end times signs so that we can, I don't know, jump on the train maybe right before it leaves the station. But Paul, he's painting a picture that would be a very unlikely scenario. He says that the event of the second coming is going to be like a thief in the night. From time to time, even recently, we've read in the news actually that there have been those who claim to know when Christ is returning. And this, of course, would, if true, negate the very word of God, because in Matthew 24:36, Jesus himself clearly states that no one knows of that day and hour, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So Paul herein is not trying to join the bands of those who relish in sensationalism or those who get into the tabloid fodder on the titillating Hollywood Raiders of the Lost Ark prophecies. Fact is, we are given very little as to the specifics of Christ's return. And thus, we can only gather that if that's a fact, then that's all that God wanted us to know. Now, again, it's obvious that we're being told these things to motivate our living in light of the eventual end, either of our individual life or of the world as we know it. We don't have any reason to think that this was a particularly great issue there in the Thessalonian church, but moreover that it was something that everyone needed to be reminded of and still needs to be reminded of from time to time so that we might keep our priorities straight, so that we might keep our heart in the right place. Paul actually points out to the believers there in Thessalonica that they already knew these things. They just needed to be reminded to now live in light of those things, to live in the light of this truth that they already knew. And that's the same for us today. The mention of this issue at the end of the last chapter actually was directed towards the issue of salvation. But now, here in chapter 5, it seems to be brought up to direct us more concerning the issue of judgment. Paul the Apostle, throughout his writing, you need to know he was never a sensationalist. What I mean by that is he never seemed to be one who tried to scare anyone into heaven. He was obligated, as I am, to remind all those who count themselves to be part of the family of God that there will be an end, and after that, judgment. Hebrews 9, verse 27 says, "Inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this, judgment." 2 Peter 3:10, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will be dissolved with a fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up." Paul pointing out here that when Christ does take us out of here, that he's going to come like a thief in the night. And what he means by that is no one's going to expect him, wherein we can just count down the seconds until his appearance. No one's going to just jump on the train at the last minute knowing that it's pulling out of the station. While it is seemingly a human nature, indeed, to get caught up in all of this end time stuff, we see that Jesus himself, he had other priorities for his followers. In Acts 1, verse 7 and 8, Jesus says, "It isn't for you to know times or seasons which the Father has set up within his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth." So clearly, reading that passage, Jesus was clearly more concerned with the arrival of and the receiving of the Holy Spirit, which would then equip mankind to be witnesses of him and to further his message and salvation in the ranks of this earth, than he was to pack up and get ready to leave. So this should be our concern. This should be our priority also.
That was A Daily Devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson of Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.